Weekend Breakfast
with Googs and Shungu on 702.
It's 16 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time for us to talk fitness. And this morning we're talking about how to psych yourself up for exercise, how to get out of bed, into your gym stuff, and on the road for your run or your walk, or into the gym for your session. How do you do that? And I want to know what your tricks are. We got a WhatsApp message from Rich, who's actually down in Balito. Says, "Hi Gorgs, my name is Rich Mkondo. Up early here in Balito to start playing golf at 6:30. It is good to play this game early." So there's someone who doesn't have a problem psyching themselves up, already up and at 'em, looking to start playing at 6:30. But sometimes it can be a little bit difficult to get going. And maybe you struggle with getting yourself motivated. How do you push through that? How do you push through the, oh, maybe I'll go tomorrow, or like this week, oh, it's raining outside, I don't want to go, I'm really tired. How do you push through that and get to the thing you need to do? Let us know on 011-883-0702. Send us your SMSs on 31702. And also send us your WhatsApp messages on 072-702-1702. Joined on the line by Director at FitPro, which is the Institute of Fitness Professionals, Derek Archer, joining us on the line this morning. Derek, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Thank you very much for having me again.
Thank you so much for your time. So, you know, we're often told that it's mind over matter, that your mental strength or ability is just as important as your physical ability with sport or any kind of physical activity. But the mind is a funny thing, and motivation isn't always there when you need it. So firstly, why is it so important to get, I guess, motivated and psyched up to get going?
Look, at the end of the day, we all have, we're obviously talking in the context of training and physical activity and so on, we all have these goals that we'd like to achieve, and those are unfortunately only achievable if we are consistent. So we need to have some motive, something that gives us that drive, that motivation to be consistent, and hopefully it help us achieve those goals within a reasonable time frame, or a time frame that we set out. So if we're not, you know, at the end of the day, if we don't have something pushing us to achieve those goals, the goals might be the ultimate objective, an ultimate thing to push you towards training, but we've got to find those smaller things along the way that can help us achieve those goals.
And so, you know, and this is, you know, even if you're someone who is quite, you enjoy the exercise you do, you enjoy, you know, how you move, you may still need a little bit of a push. You may need something that helps you get to doing the exercise or the movement that you like. And what are some of those tips? What are some of the things that are really good for just like getting you going, especially if you're exercising in the morning or very early in the morning? That can often be a very big struggle.
Yes, so one of the easiest ones is, you know, to at least achieve that consistency or to get you out of bed, is to actually be accountable to someone. So have a training partner. So that person would help at least force you to go to gym, because you don't really want to leave your friend or your training partner in the lurch and let them rock up at the gym on their own, or rock up to go for a nice run on the road and they're on their own. So having a training partner is a good one. Secondly, you know, if we, like I said just now, we have these goals or these objectives that we want to achieve through our training. So, you know, the initial goal might be, okay, look, I need to go to gym 3 times this week and I have to wake up at 10 to 5 in order to get there in time. So the first goal is just to get through that week and create something that is achievable. It's reasonable, and, you know, it may seem a little bit odd, but just getting that consistency might be the actual goal that starts everything else, that original motivation to get... Once the consistency is achieved, then we can start looking at all the other goals and everything we want to achieve.
Yeah.
But use these other training tools that perhaps in the article that you asked me to review, those kind of things will help us in the individual workouts themselves.
I saw a TikTok, I think it was about a week ago, if not this week, where someone was saying, if you really struggle with, you know, getting going, you know, getting up, putting on your gym stuff and going to the gym, or, you know, hitting the road, whatever it is you're doing, they recommend waking up and doing something else. So wake up and stretch, wake up and do a bit of yoga. And they said one of two things will happen. Either you'll then, because you've now done this one thing and you have a dopamine hit, you'll then do the next thing. So you'll, you know, get in the car, go to the gym, or leave the house, go for your run or your walk. Or even if you don't then do the next thing, well, at least you've stretched, or at least you've done a bit of yoga. And so their thing was, get out of bed as soon as you can and do one small thing that isn't your exercise session, and that hopefully then will create a bit of momentum for you to do the next thing. Does that sound like a thing that could work?
Look, it does. That would be actually quite unique. I haven't heard of that before. The only thing I'd say that that if we do something like that, that's also a good thing in the sense that it changes your routine. So if your normal routine is to wake up, roll out of bed, quickly put the kettle on, or slot an espresso machine, and put your kit on, and then shoot out the door, that routine becomes almost like it's not as motivated in itself. But if you're rolling out of bed and maybe doing a few squats while you're waiting for the kettle to boil, maybe that would be something that would, as you said, elevate you to a point where you're actually ready to go and train anyway. But like you said, you've done a few exercises just before your day starts and get some blood flowing and some endorphins pushing around the body to make you feel good. That could be a good option, yes.
And what role do, for instance, supplements play? If I know some people take something called pre-workout, I believe some of them have caffeine. Could that also be a way that you use to psych yourself up and, again, create that, I guess, forward momentum for you to actually get to exercising?
In terms of the supplement stuff, like as you mentioned, most of them have caffeine in them. Just from the start, I'd just like to say that at the end of the day, the supplements aren't for everybody, particularly your pre-workout. So if you sort of predisposed to anxiety, you get the jitters from even a cup of coffee, you just definitely want to steer clear of these things. Yet a cup of coffee is a very good option as well. I personally use coffee. So if I'm about to go for a run, I'll smash a coffee. And that does, whether it's a mental thing, because obviously if we drink a lot of coffee, we kind of get desensitized. But just that mental thing, knowing that I'm feeling a bit better, I've got a lot of clarity and I've got caffeine in my system, it helps me to train. Yes, there are products out there, and a lot of the guys involved with the sort of aesthetic side, and we find it amongst a lot of the younger people using the gyms, they use these pre-workouts. And look, there is definitely a benefit to them, and some of the research shows that it does work. It heightens your physical state. Yet we've just got to watch out, because like I said, if you're predisposed to sort of like the jitters or anxiety, that kind of thing, it can trigger that. So it is an option, but I'd definitely say stick to something that that your body is comfortable with. Be careful when you are using these things. Maybe start at the very, if you decide that you are going to do it, maybe look at the dose on the side of the container and say, look, it says you need to have 2 spoons. Let's just start with half and see if I feel anything. Then if I'm comfortable with half, maybe then go to the 1. Just let yourself slowly get into it, so you don't bomb your body with something completely new and have an absolutely disastrous workout and wind up in a heap on the floor because it's pushed you over the edge.
Yeah. How important is ensuring that you are rested as part of this, as part of these tips and tricks to make sure that you actually show up and you do it consistently? Because I imagine if you are very, very tired, you're not going to feel particularly motivated or excited to wake up and go to the gym. And we often hear about the importance of rest just for generally if you're exercising or playing any kind of sport. But I imagine there's also quite an importance for rest to make sure that you can keep going and you feel like you can keep going.
And especially when you're looking at your quality of sleep. So firstly, the proper amount of sleep. Secondly, the quality of sleep that you're having as well. And like we said in your introduction, you spoke about the sort of training as being a mental game. And when we don't sleep, not really physically fatigued, but mentally fatigued. And we need that mental strength to help us, help us with our workouts as well. And in terms of actually rocking up, firstly. Secondly, from getting the quality out of our workouts. If you're involved in, if your training program involves lifting heavier weights or it involves anything with speed, lots of explosiveness, that kind of thing, those are all very, very reliant on a rested nervous system and, where your body is able to function at that top level, and particularly technique-oriented stuff. So a lot of guys, if they look at Olympic lifting, for instance, so your snatch movements, your clean and jerks, those rely on timing to lift the weight. And so obviously there's strength involved, but if our nervous system is fatigued through lack of sleep, that would inhibit our ability to perform the next day. And once again, if you're mentally tired, it definitely affects your motivation on a negative level.
And, also linked, I guess, to ensuring that you're getting enough rest, having, proper quality of sleep. I also imagine, giving, if you have sustained an injury of any kind, whether it is a sprain, that you give your body time to recover So not just only rest, but if there is an injury, I imagine that, you know, allowing yourself recovery time would also allow you to then, you know, want to get back to your routine, get back to the thing you're doing, give you the motivation to keep going.
Yes, definitely. If you look, you've got, depending on the type of injury you have, obviously, if you're in pain, you've got to just make the decision whether you need to see a medical professional or not. Secondly, you know, if you are sore, rest that particular area. So let's say you mentioned a sprain, or let's say maybe a little bit of a pulled muscle in my lower body or my legs. So we are going to rest that, for instance. But I would go to gym and go to train and do something else, do something that doesn't involve those muscle groups. So at least I keep my routine going, because you want to keep that. And it's, you know, one thing, you know, if you're injured, it's horrible being in pain. Secondly, being unable to do some activity and get your sort of an endorphin rush for the day becomes a negative thing in itself. It's quite depressing, actually. So we've got to find an alternative to do, and whether it's stretching or going to work other parts of your body in the gym, or find if you can't run, maybe go and have a cycle, something different that you're able to do that doesn't obviously irritate the injury, but at the same time allows you to keep your routine and also just keep you consistent and help with your mental strength and mental health, actually.
And how much does, you know, we often hear, or we're often told, you know, you need a really good soundtrack to keep you motivated, keep you, you know, kind of focused during a workout. How big a role does music play? It was our technical producer, says he listens to podcasts when he exercises, which I think is very interesting. But how much of a role does, I guess, audio and visual stimulation, entertainment play in keeping you psyched and motivated?
I think it's massive. Look, if you had played me Britney Spears in my playlist, I definitely wouldn't be training to sing. But I think, and just look at the number of people wearing headsets in the gym at the moment. So, you know, typically we'd go into a gym and there'd just be some music in the background, fast beat, that kind of thing. Look, if it isn't your taste in music, it's not really going to push you. But the fact that we can now listen to our own soundtracks makes a massive difference, whether that's a podcast like you mentioned or some really cool music. I listen to music all the time. I like faster music, and that motivates me. I've got training for a friend of mine that listens to rap. And look, I think some of the rap stuff he listens to is pretty hardcore and aggressive, but flip, he trains hard, and it carries over to his training. I think it plays a massive role. And, you know, we know that music can affect your mood as well. So if you listen to stuff that makes you happy, that happiness improves your overall experience of your training. And when you're happy, you generally train harder. So from that perspective, it also makes a difference. So it doesn't have to be, we're not talking necessarily from this heavy stuff. I mean, I know your intro was the Rocky soundtrack. So Rocky, though, for some people watching those sort of movies as well, that also inspires one to train.
Yeah.
And, you know, that thing, I love listening to some of the soundtracks from movies often, especially action movies, because they play faster stuff. And, you know, if you kind of associate and you watch that movie, you associate it with something that happened in that movie, whether it's a sporting movie, you have a lot of NFL stuff, American football, but it could also be scenes of guys achieving something phenomenal in the movie, mm-hmm. guys or girls. And that sort of triggers that memory, and it makes you feel good as well.
Mm.
So I think music is, and if you just look at group classes, if you look at guys participating in the group class, whether it's a normal sort of typical aerobics class with a nice vibey beat and everyone's moving, which is great, or sort of like a much heavier class where the guys are training in the group, but they're lifting weights, guys and girls lifting weights, that might change that music to be something maybe a little bit slower, but definitely something with a solid beat, bit of extra bass, that kind of thing.
Yeah. What is on your playlist, Derek?
I hesitate to say I listen to a lot of rock and heavy metal,
mm-hmm.
You know, like classic sort of rock as well, but generally stuff with a much faster beat. It's maybe toned down a little bit when we're in the gym, but when I'm out running, obviously not too loud because you still need to be aware of your environment. But I like bands like Metallica and that sort of the genre of music. Yet, if I had to play that out loud in a training environment, I think most people wouldn't be very happy with it. But definitely, my playlist is a personal thing. And my son actually listens. They listen to rap. But funny enough, for certain of their lifts, they'll go and switch over to what my playlist is like. So it sort of depends on your workout, I suppose. But ultimately, it's got to induce a positive feeling for you, a bit of a drive, yes. But if you're happy and it's something that's really cool for you, That elevation of mood definitely enhances your performance.
Yeah. Derek, as always, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me and all the best for the year.
Thank you very much. You too. That is Director of FitPro. That's the Institute of Fitness Professionals. Talking about some of the ways you can motivate yourself to get up and go. Go for that run. Go for the walk. Go to the gym. And I want to know, what are the things that make you get up and go? And what is on your playlist? Do you have the Rocky soundtrack on your playlist? Do you listen to Metallica like Derek does? Do you listen to podcasts like our technical producer Peter does? I want to know your secrets. Do you sleep in your gym clothes? Because, well, you're already in your gym clothes, and so if you wake up, you'll just go. What are the things that get you going? Nelson on 0727021702 says self-talk, no earphones, chant internally, praying as well, no artificial stuff. Nelson doesn't need music. There's self-talk, a bit of a prayer, chanting internally, and just goes. I can't do it without music. I need music in my ears, and it has to be really, really loudly. And it's generally I'm a piano when I'm exercising. In fact, it's almost always I'm a piano. There might be a bit of gom in there, and it has to be very, very loud. That's part of the thing I look forward to, is that my playlists are really, really, I enjoy them. So, I'd love to listen to that song. So that's how I get motivated, is looking forward to listening to my songs.